Friday, sitting here outside at Manu and Susie's in Vinedon, and sun is shining, not too blistering. We got some good shade set up in the back, on the back patio here. We got some Electro Bangkok Impact playing, and we're doing some drawing. Dubrovsmer Inc. Was noch. I've been drawing some mariachi bands. Oh, I'm so bad at keeping things clean. I just ruined, not ruined, but I had black stuff on my hands and just touched my nice drawing. What is Michael doing now?
In English? Is it for your mom?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Out on my webpage.
Ooh!
I would just normal.
Everyone can hear it.
Maybe.
Ooh! Can you put some filter over my voice?
Yeah.
And give me another name?
Uh-huh.
Maybe... Micro Boy? No. Bad idea. Okay, so... Listen to what Michael Bunsen does this afternoon here in Vinedon. It's difficult to describe because he's doing so much. There are so complex processes he's in, and okay, it looks like some paintings or I don't know, ink studies or so. Some pictures there are, you can good realize what he meant to say, or he just wanted to do a nice picture like the, you can see it on the mariachi.
What are the mariachis?
Mariachis, I think it's musicians from Mexico, and I could imagine that Michael knows them good because his family comes from Texas near Mexico, and I could imagine that there are many mariachis in the south of the United States. And okay, he painted about 6 or 8 mariachis, and they play guitar and some kind of sitar or so, I don't know.
Harp.
And they look nice, they are colored and they are very sympathetic. I think every girl or every mom in this world would be happy if they got such a nice postcard like these. Okay, and then there are some different paintings, more abstract, like a horse or some Nazi children. I don't know, they look like Nazi children. I don't think that they really are.
But
the son, the boy on this picture, he got this haircut like the Führer, you know. And so for me, I see it and it's so significant, and I've seen it so often in my life that for me it looks like a Nazi style or so, okay, but they are not, okay. They just look like and it's a very sunny and lazy afternoon, and it's nice sitting here, and Michael is relaxed. His hands are quiet or stable. He's good painting, the pen in his hand is very good controlled. You can see it in his pictures. He exactly produces what he wants to.
Now he's bullshitting.
Okay, I think that's all I can say to this. Mm. But it's good. It's a good work, mommy. You can be proud on him.
And how are you doing today, Manu?
Sorry?
Or how are you feeling right now?
Now or in the afternoon or in this moment?
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
It's a moment.
In this moment? Uh-huh. Okay, it's a bit, you know, all this here is new for me. I never did something like this before, and all these microphones and headsets and computers and sounds and rhythms and paintings and colors, that's all so new for me, so I'm a bit nervous, but I try not to eat this microphone or destroy it. I'd really like to do it. Because it looks like a weapon who wants to kill me. That wants to kill me. Sorry. But I'm fine. It's good being in the sun. I think it makes you, your body rejuvenate. So, after sunset, I'll take a short shower. And then if you like, we can go to town. Have another Italian ice cream. And I have to bring back the videos, DVDs. And... Sorry? Why are we to sunset?
Yeah, I think we should go now.
Yeah, but you know, I feel some kind of ugly on the skin or so. I didn't take a shower this day, and so for me it's still like I just got up from the bed. And now the sun, the sweat, and the work, the hard gym, and so I have to take a shower, you know, to refresh and clean me.
Oh, we're just walking downtown. It's getting nice. We don't have to talk to anybody.
That's not the problem. It's not for the others, the shower. It's for me, you know? For my feeling.
Banane. Yeah. Schokolade. Und Haselnuss.
Danke, Manu. Und wir weiten unser Tagebuch. Me and Manu are still hanging out. Now we went downtown and got some ice cream. Still in Benedin. And I've got a triple cone with banana, chocolate, and hazelnut. And hazelnut ice cream is so amazing here in Germany. Actually, that little ice cream...
We are not in America.
What?
We are not in America. Michael.
Can't get the
never forget.
Did I say we are? Mm-hmm. Did we?
Yeah, but you say... You talk about the ice as if it would be something special here.
It is.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing.
But I've often eaten in Germany ice like this.
I know.
Never have been to Italy. The real Italian ice. That is amazing.
I bet they don't have as good hazelnut ice though.
Even better. With whole hazelnuts.
I've had that here though.
And splits.
Splits?
Hazelnut splits.
Slivers as well. What kind of did you get?
I have strawberry. It tastes a bit chemical flavored, artificial flavored. I have stracciatella. It's vanilla ice with chocolate. It's okay. And I have a real good citron ice. This is the refreshment itself.
Oh. This one's wine pro beer. Where it's like Tremana. Let me try a little bit.
It's
citron.
Nutty.
Nutty? It is, isn't it? Yeah. I think so too. Give me a citron bite.
And I have Malaga. It's with rum.
Ah.
This is citron. The way it melts on your tongue and gets down. Wonderful.
That's nice. That's like sorbet or something.
Okay. I buy some cigarettes and then we can have a seat on the wall here.
Good.